You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Tire Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tire Power.
12 minutes to 8 on SENSA Breakfast. Adelaide Lightning and now WNBA recruit for the Atlanta Dream. Izzy Borlase joining us after 8 o'clock this morning. But Bix, as we sit here in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA, speaking of powered, the team, after a hard-fought win against Freo on Saturday night, head to the MCG to face Collingwood, who want to get their season back on track, and a player who will play his second game of the season is Sam Palpepper. Good morning to you, SPP. Welcome back. I'm sure it was great to be at Adelaide Oval with a win on Saturday.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was good. Good to be back, and the body's definitely feeling it. So, yeah, it's good.
It did seem to go quick for us. How did it go for you? 4 weeks is a long time in football terms. No doubt you're glad to be back. Did it move through pretty quick, or was it feel like forever?
No, I thought it would go quick, but it actually went pretty slow. So it was, what, 2 or 3 weeks before the season actually started. Mm. So all up 6-7 weeks. So no match play, no sample. So yeah, the body was... took a while to get used to it. After the first quarter, I think I was moving pretty well. So, yeah, it's good.
So what happens there, Sam? Do you gas out after the first quarter? Because no matter how much training you do and how much match simulation, nothing can replicate an opposition that you don't spend every day with. So did you really start feeling it early on and had to work your way into the game, and especially your body and fatigue?
Yeah, exactly. You can't really emulate... playing 4 quarters of footy, so I've done a lot of running sessions, a lot of training, change of direction. But yeah, like you said, you can't really prepare for an opposition team. And after the first 10 minutes, my lungs were pretty done by then. But I think as the game went on, my body came into it pretty nicely. But I think I'll be better for it this week.
Tell us about the match, because we look at Fremantle and every week it's just a real slog. What do they do that makes them so hard to play against and hard to score against?
Yeah, they're a very good defensive team, and they work well together. All three lines, they all buy into that team defense, and we knew it was going to be a sluggish game and a hard fought game. So that's what they gave us, and we were happy to come away with the win.
We've been really impressed with the new recruits at the football club, Ivan Soldo, Asava Radigalia and Brandon Zirk-Thatcher. We did see, though, Brandon held onto his shoulder towards the end of that match. He seemed okay at the end of the game, but how's he been over the past couple of days at the club?
Yeah, he's been good spirits. You know, he's a tough defender, so he's going to get hurt a couple of times throughout the year. But he pulled up nicely. And, yeah, like you said, the new recruits, they've been amazing this year. And I really love playing with them, and they're really good people as well. So, yeah, they're all flying at the moment, and I think Satch will be ready to go this week.
MCG this week is a Saturday afternoon game, traditional time slot. You're playing one of the AFL powerhouses. You're in great form. How much do you look forward to getting to the G? You know, it's a bit of a luxury because Port Adelaide don't get sort of fixtured there that often. So is it a highlight for you?
Yeah, like you said, that's where you want to play footy, at the MCG, and we know Collingwood. They won the premiership last year, so they're not going to be an easy team to beat. And I feel like us as a team, we play pretty well at the MCG. So we're really looking forward to it, and think it's going to be a very good game.
Sam, we've got to ask about Zach Butters. There's been so much debate this week, the week before that, about the tribunal. You were someone who was suspended for 4 weeks. I wanted to ask you about the messaging from Ken and the coaching staff in regards to how aggressive you attacked the football. We saw the way that Zach attacked the football against the Dockers on the weekend. What's the messaging now, knowing there's a fair bit of inconsistency when it comes to what could result in a suspension or not?
Yeah, we do a fair bit of training over pre-season, and we watch a lot of vision as well. So we don't want to shy away from a contest, but mainly just keeping your eye on the ball and not kind of leading with your head. So it was a bit it's a bit uncertain at the moment. You know, it's a bit of inconsistency, I think. But I think it was the right decision with Butsy.
I guess the next part of the question is around, you know, you're such an aggressive style of player, and that's one of the great attributes you bring. Have you, in your head, do you have to temper that slightly, or has anyone at the footy club said, you know, like, how do we just try and minimise what may have happened against Mark Keane so that you can be out there every week? How do you approach that? Because it looked really instinctive the way you went to that footy. You didn't think a whole lot about it, but now with the changing elements of the game, it makes it very difficult.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you got to think about how hard you come into a contest these days. And, you know, since I was when I first started playing footy, I've always played the same way, just going in hard. And you got to kind of think these days, and you got to be cautious of how you enter a contest now. But I think a lot of people know what's right and what's wrong. So just being careful, protecting the head, and but you don't really want to see people pulling out of contests. You know, that's why we love watching footy. People hitting packs hard and bouncing back up. So yeah, I think it's a fine line.
We had a text coming through 0427154166 that wanted to know your GPS and some of the other small forwards, the tackling forwards, what the GPS numbers kind of look like, how far you are running in a game approximately.
Yeah, so we're on par with probably the midfielders. You know, we do probably 12 plus k's a game, but you'd see the high forwards with a bit more sprint distance. So we've got to get up and back and put some pressure on. So we're pretty cooked at the end of games, but we love it.
Speaking of the forwards, I wanted to ask about Mitch Georgiadis, because his return has been outstanding. Everybody's happy to see him fighting fit and kicking goals. But there was a moment at the end of the game where he tried to take a hanger and then Charlie Dixon intercepted that and took the mark and kicked the goal. Now, knowing Mitch and that he's a bit of a pest, he would have been happy the team won, but disappointed he didn't get that grab. Is that an accurate comment, Sam Palpepper?
Yeah. Yeah, mate, you're correct there. I reckon he would have been pretty filthy if he didn't mark it. But it actually happened a couple of times that game, so that's why I'm laughing, because he jumped up a couple of times and Dicko's actually come through and marked it.
No, he threatens to take
mark
of the year.
I think it's a little shepherding thing he's doing. Hey?
I said he threatens to take mark of the year every week, Mitch.
Yeah, he does. I think we're going to get ready for one this weekend.
Let's hope so. Hey, Sam, great to see you back out there. I think Port fans love your energy, your attack on the footy, and you're going to be a very important player for them this year. Enjoy the MCG this week.
Thank you very much, mate. I appreciate it.
Sam Palpepper joining us there on SENSA. It is another challenge for the team, because Collingwood play a different kind of game style, and they've had a breather as well. So they're pretty fresh, the Pies, heading back to the MCG.
Just looked at the odds. Collingwood start comfortable favourites in this match, I guess because it's played at the MCG. But it's a really good measuring stick for Port Adelaide. Did enough to beat Melbourne in terms of winning some of the statistical sort of battles, but just didn't put it on the scoreboard. Melbourne was so much more efficient. Get an opportunity to play another one of the sort of big, highly rated teams in the AFL. Can they do that better this time around and get a win on the MCG, which would be a great experience in front of them? I reckon 60 to 70,000, you would think.
We just don't know what to make of Collingwood yet, because you saw Hawthorn challenge them, but Hawthorn the week after were horrendous.
I actually commentated that game, and the first half, Collingwood looked really slick, but in the second half, they didn't look slick at all, and their defence looked leaky. They really struggled with some of the smaller Hawthorn forwards. So interesting to see how Port Adelaide set up, and And I guess they do play a sort of a loose sort of zoning defence. Darcy Moore plays off his man and tries to intercept a fair bit. So there are going to be some opportunities for the Port forwards this week.
Good news for the Crows yesterday with Ben Keys recommitting to the club. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I was always keen to try and get something done early on. So, yeah, really grateful for the club for, yeah, made it so easy. And, yeah, all parties really happy. So, yeah, very happy. It's more so just being able to lock into this group. And, yeah, I'm really optimistic about the club and the history we have and where we're going. So, to know that I'm going to be, you know, around for this year and then number three, it's just really exciting for me.
It's incredible to hear Ben Keys do that interview in the side of a can of tuna. But that's a big show of faith from the club, but also repaying the effort that he's put in. And his story just continues to grow, doesn't it?
Well, there's a couple of things. Since he came in, I think he debuted in 2020, hasn't missed a game, so he's super durable. I think the way he prepares himself off the field, you look at him and you can see that he just, you know, prepares to within an inch of his life in terms of his ability to run. First couple of years played on ball when Adelaide sort of didn't have that stronger on-ball department. Finished in the top three or four in the best and fairest, I think, two of the last 3 years. But in more recent times, has been shifted out of there and has to play the role that Sam Powell-Pepper was talking about, that high half forward that gets up and back, maybe doesn't get as much recognition as some of the midfielders done. But he's embraced that and he's had some super games, including like on the weekend where he's kicked three goals and been instrumental in the win. So that sort of speaks to his selflessness and I guess would be one of the reasons why he's been voted into the leadership group.
Got another Crows question for you that I didn't ask you yesterday. If you were the coach of the Crows, would you suggest to Josh Rochelli not to do the shush celebration until the team is ahead?
Yeah. It's
it backfired on Brodie Grundy last year when he did it at Adelaide Oval.
Well, I think those things are reasonably instinctive. They're probably copping it over the fence when they're lining up to have shots, so they do it. It's a really delicate balancing act these days with some of the youngsters. They're so enthusiastic, vibrant, they bring energy. But for older people like me, sometimes you sort of say, you know, just let your footy do your talking. But so I'm not going to preach to a younger generation about how they should act. As long as they celebrate with their teammates, that's the most.
How did you celebrate a goal?
No, very rarely.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything because I didn't kick.
This real get around me style?
No, not much at all.
It is 8 o'clock on SENSA. I need to ask you something I haven't asked you for the past couple of weeks, Mark Bickley, and that is, am I overreacting? We're going to do it straight after this. You're a very good leveler, balancer, and this is what we love about you. Good morning.